July 1st, 1923. The Good and Effect of Prayer in the Divine Will. Pleasure of Jesus in manifesting His truths to the creature. God is the act ever new. I was fusing myself in the Holy Divine Volition in order to go around through each intelligence of creature and give to my Jesus the requital of love of each thought of creature. But while I was doing this, a thought said to me, "What is the good of praying in this way? On the contrary, it seems to me that this is nonsense rather than prayer. And my always lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, do you want to know what the good is and the effect of it? When the creature comes to throw the little pebble of her will into the immense sea of my divinity, as she throws it, if her will wants to love, the infinite sea of the waters of my love ripple, are stirred, and I feel the waves of my love giving off their celestial fragrance. And I feel the pleasure, the joys of my love being stirred by the little pebble of the will of the creature." If she adores my sanctity, the little pebble of the human will stirs the sea of my sanctity, and I feel delighted by the most pure auras of my sanctity. In sum, whatever the human will wants to do in mine, it flings itself like a little pebble into each sea of my attributes. And as it stirs them and ripples them, I feel I am given my own things, and the honors, the glory, the love which the creature in a divine manner can give me. It happens as to a person who is very rich and has all goods in his house, most fresh founds, fragrant founds, warm founds. And someone else enters into this house, but has nothing to give to that person, because he possesses everything. However, he wants to please him. He wants to love him. And what does he do? He takes a little pebble and throws it into the fresh fount. The waters being stirred give off a most delicate freshness, and the lord of that house enjoys the pleasure of the freshness of his own fount. He delights in the very goods he possesses. But why? Because the other one took the care of stirring that fount. In fact, when things are stirred, then do they give off more intensely the fragrance, the freshness, or the heat that they contain. Here's what it means to enter into my will, to stir, to move my being, and say to me, "Do you see how good, lovable, loving, holy, immense, powerful you are? You are the all, and I want to move the whole of you in order to love you and to give you pleasure." And do you think this is trivial? Having said this, he withdrew in my interior, and I was left thinking, how good Jesus is. It seems to me that he greatly delights in communicating himself to the creature, and that he takes so much pleasure in manifesting his truths, that while he's saying one, the very truth is a spur for him, and almost draws him with an irresistible force to manifest more truths. What goodness! What love! And Jesus came out again from within my interior, and placing his face close to mine,
added,
"My daughter, you do not know what it means to manifest my truths. And this is why you marvel at my pleasure and at the irresistible force I feel to manifest myself to the creature. And one who is willing to listen to me forms my joy and my delights in conversing with her. You must know that when I manifest one truth of mine, which is not known, it is a new creation that I make. And I love very much to unleash from myself the many goods and secrets which I contain. But as much as I may speak, since I am the act ever new that never repeats itself, I always yearn to say more. And as I speak, I always have more new things that I would like to say, because that newness is never exhausted in me. I am always new in love, new in beauty, new in contentments, in harmonies, new in everything, and ever new. And this is why I do not tire anyone. I always have new things to give and to say. And the irresistible force that pushes me to manifest myself is my immense love. In an outpouring of love, I issued the creation. Everything that can be seen in the whole universe was all inside of me. Love made the shadow of my light overflow from my interior, and I created the sun. The shadow of my immensity and of my harmonies, and I stretched out the heavens, harmonizing them with many stars and celestial spheres. These and other things which I created were nothing other than shadows of mine, which I issued from myself. And my love had its outpouring, and I took great delight in seeing what was contained in me spread out in little particles, hovering over all creation. Now, what will my joy be in manifesting my truths, which are not shadows of mine that come out of me, but the substance of the goods that I contain within me, and which speak of me not in a mute language like all created things do, but with clear, sonorous, and eloquent voice, and which, since my word is creative, like a new creation, create in the soul the truth that I manifest. If with one fiat I created many things, in manifesting my truths, it is not just one fiat that I pronounce, but as many words for as many as are needed in order to manifest and to have souls comprehend that which I want them to understand. Imagine then what my contentment is in manifesting my truths to the soul who, not in a mute language, but with speaking voice, will manifest my goods, my truths, to others, in order to infuse in others the good she has received. Therefore, in manifesting my truths, my love finds its outpouring and becomes festive, and I greatly love one who is willing to listen to me.